Hey, we got a long lost guest on our show here today. Jim from Marbles Outlet. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine, Adam. How are you?
Doing excellent. Haven't talked to you in a while. Want to check in, see how your Christmas was, first of all.
Yeah, my Christmas was fine. How about you?
Mine was good. Uneventful for the travel. That's the good news.
But yeah, well, we had family come home. You know, my wife and I are empty nesters, and our kids were here with the grandchildren, so that made it, a lot more enjoyable, you know.
That's excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Well, what about as far as your boat shop and your fly shop there? Did you have a good Christmas season?
Yeah, things are fine, but the archery season overall, you know, for my store was a down year. We didn't have a lot of people that were hunting primarily, they eliminated the doe season, for archery. And that's probably justifiably so. The deer numbers are down significantly. So I hate to say it, but I'm in agreement with them, you know.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah.
But since you brought up deer season, I mean, overall, what was your take on deer season, including rifle season?
Well, actually, a lot of people harvested the nicest deer they've ever gotten.
Yeah.
Some beautiful, 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old deer. But overall, the numbers were way down. I'd have to rate it a poor deer season, but there were some guys who got the bucks of a lifetime this year that I think, having the 3 years in a row with the heavy snows and very few hunters, a lot of them, those deer made it through, would have been harvested, but end up becoming a 4- and 5-year-old deer.
Yeah, I agree.
They were beautiful trophies for the fortunate few, that got those nice deer.
And there's no doubt about it, yeah. Age class was definitely older than normal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that was good. And I've heard, Adam, also there was a really nice fawn crop this year. So hopefully we're going to be on the rebound.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can only hope, and hopefully don't have a long winter here. We started out nice and mild, but it's got to finish mild too,
Yeah. Yeah, there was from what I heard, there were quite a few twins too, with being born this year. So
good.
That's good,
Well, we're going to switch over and talk some fly fishing with Jim from Marbles Outlet in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Get into the phenomenal steelhead fishing this fall, as well as trout fishing on the catch-and-release portion of the Escanaba River, and we'll find out what the hot fly patterns are. So stay tuned for part 2 coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.